Dear students, this is about group 16 elements. There are oxygen, sulfur, selenium, tellurium and polonium in 16th group. They are called as p block elements because last electron enters in p subshell of the atom of these elements. They are also known as chalcogens due to their ore-forming tendency. Here oxygen and sulfur are non-metals, selenium and tellurium are metalloids, whereas polonium is a metal. Polonium is a radioactive element. Oxygen exists as diatomic molecule because it is smaller in size, capable to form p-pi multiple bonds. There are weak van der Waals forces of attraction present between oxygen molecules. Therefore, oxygen is a gas at room temperature. As we know that as the size of atom increases, forces of attraction become stronger. Therefore, other elements of this group except oxygen are solids. The absence of d orbitals limits covalency of oxygen to 4. What other elements, due to presence of vacant d orbitals in valency shell, can expand their covalency beyond 4. The group 16 elements have general electronic configuration NS2 NP4. They show maximum oxidation state plus 6. This is equal to the group number. Gradation in physical and chemical properties is observed in the group 16 elements. In laboratory, dioxygen is prepared by heating potassium chlorate in presence of MnO2. As we know, oxygen shows allotropy. Ozone is an allotropic form of oxygen. It is too reactive to remain for long in the atmosphere at sea level. At a height of about 20 kilometers, it is formed from atmospheric oxygen in the presence of sunlight. Pure ozone is a pale blue gas. Dark blue liquid and violet black solid. Ozone has a characteristic smell and in a small concentration it is harmless. However, if the concentration rises above about 100 parts per million, breathing becomes uncomfortable, resulting in headache and nausea. Ozone is thermodynamically unstable with respect to oxygen, since its decomposition into oxygen results in the liberation of heat and an increase in entropy. These two effects reinforce each other, resulting in large negative Gibbs energy change for its conversion into oxygen. It is not really surprising. Therefore, high concentrations of ozone can be dangerously explosive. Due to the ease with which it liberates atoms of nascent oxygen It acts as a powerful oxidizing agent. For example, it oxidizes lead sulfide to lead sulfate and iodide ions to iodine. When ozone reacts with an excess of potassium iodide solution buffered with a borate buffer pH 9.2, iodine is liberated, which can be titrated against a standard solution of sodium thiosulfate. This is also known as hyposolution. This is a quantitative method for estimating ozone gas. It is used as a germicide, disinfectant, and for sterilizing water. It is also used for bleaching oils, flour, starch, etc. It acts as an oxidizing agent in the manufacturing of potassium permanganate. Sulfur forms numerous allotropes, of which the yellow rhombic, that is alpha sulfur, and monoclinic, that is beta sulfur, forms are the most important. The stable form at room temperature is rhombic sulfur, which transform to monoclinic sulfur when heated above 369 K. Rhombic sulfur, also known as alpha sulfur, this is yellow in color, melting point 385.8 K and specific gravity 2.06. Rhombic sulfur crystals are formed on evaporating the solutions of raw sulfur in carbon disulfide. It is insoluble in water but dissolves to some extent in benzene, alcohol, and ether. It is readily soluble in carbon disulfide. Monoclinic sulfur, that is also known as beta sulfur, its melting point is 393 K and specific gravity 1.98. It is soluble in carbon disulfide. This form of sulfur is prepared by melting rhombic sulfur in a dish and cooling till crust is formed. Two holes are made in the crust and the remaining liquid poured out. On removing the crust, colorless needle shaped crystals of beta sulfur are formed. It is stable above 369 K and transform into alpha sulfur below it. Conversely, alpha sulfur is stable below 369 K and transform into beta sulfur above this. At 369 K, both the forms are stable. This temperature is called transition temperature. Sulfur forms a number of oxoacids such as S2SO3, S2S2O3, S2S2O4, S2S2O5, S2SO4, S2S2O7, S2SO5, S2S2O8. Some of these acids are unstable and cannot be isolated. They are known in aqueous solution or in the form of their salts. The structure of these oxoacids are important for the annual purpose. A very important oxoacid of sulfur is H2SO4. It is prepared by contact process. It is a dehydrating and oxidizing agent. It is used in the manufacturing of various compounds. Sulfuric acid is a very important industrial chemical. A nation's industrial strength can be judged by the quantity of sulfuric acid it produces and consumes. It is needed for the manufacture of hundreds of other compounds and also in many industrial processes. The bulk of sulfuric acid produced is used in the manufacture of fertilizers, for example ammonium sulfate, superphosphate. Other uses are in a petroleum refining, manufacture of pigments, paints and dyestuff intermediates, detergent industry, metallurgical applications, for example cleansing metals before enameling, electroplating and galvanizing, storage batteries in the manufacture of nitrocellulose products and as a laboratory reagent. Thank you.